There's certain standards that we want to see. We want to see a commitment to the future. We want to see a restructuring of their approach, that they have a new business model, a new business plan. There has to be a compensation reform.
That's Democratic Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi with a laundry list for the auto industry. I wonder if Nancy Pelosi has ever come up with a business plan of her own. But in any case, Nancy Pelosi is asking for plans from the automakers, and they submitted their plans yesterday on Capitol Hill. Hearings are tomorrow. The big three CEOs will attempt to figure out what the details of a bailout from Capitol Hill are. And it does appear, unlike last time that the CEOs were on Capitol Hill, they're getting a much warmer reception. And in the details of the plans and the sort of business health of all of these three companies, we're learning a lot about the state of the industry, the ability of these companies to weather this storm, and what the details of a bailout package are actually going to look like. And to discuss those details, David Herzenhorn joins us from the New York Times. David, thanks for being a part of the program.
Thanks, Jeff.
So you are looking at these details getting hammered out. Let's start at the top. First of all, it's very, very clear that the big three are the big one plus the two not necessarily very healthy automakers. Let's describe what that looks like at this point.
Well, let's start with the important stuff, right? These fat cat CEOs are road tripping it from Detroit to Washington,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's the crucial thing in a Chevy Malibu and a Ford Escape.
But David, here's a question. I wonder if Alan Mulally knows what side the gas tank is when he stops for gas. Is he going to know which side the gas tank is on his, you know, Ford Escort or whatever he's driving?
He knows because he decided. He made, you know, it's a crucial engineering decision that went all the way to the top.
You say so, okay.
So look, these, you know, there's all sorts of maneuvering going on Capitol Hill, and the big theater will really come on Thursday and Friday when the auto executives are back in front of committees for hearings again. Here's the challenge for Nancy Pelosi. Congress has demanded plans. The car manufacturers have come back with the plans. The plans call for massive cost cutting and the elimination of thousands of jobs. So who might get blamed for that?
Right.
It's there's no choice, but you start to realize what a no-win situation this has become.
I mean, David, it's a clearly dire situation. I guess what I'm wondering is, boy, these automakers sure did come up with a plan in a very short period of time. I mean, they were just on Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago asking for the money when they were sent home to come up with something, and they've laid out very specific changes that they can make. Why not before?
There was some miscalculation on both sides in terms of what the politics were. You know, part of this is fallout from the $700 billion Treasury program and the legislative fight that happened in September, where you have, you know, bailout is now a four-letter word on Capitol Hill. There is just not a lot of appetite among lawmakers in either party. Plus, you've got the problem of a lame duck session where everything is more complicated. And really, they sort of underestimated how hard it would be to sell the idea of a government rescue for the auto industry, even to lawmakers who were traditionally supporters of the big three car makers. So, I have colleagues who have a great story today out of Michigan who say even in that state, it's so dependent on the industry, there isn't sort of universal agreement that this is the right way to go, that taxpayers should be on the hook here.
Well, the clock is ticking, and the urgency is greatest for GM, which needs $18 billion, maybe less so for Chrysler, which needs $7 billion. And Ford yesterday said, kind of out of the blue, we actually don't need any money. We have a credit line. We can get through this period, but we, you know, maybe want some sort of assistance in innovation from the federal government. It's looking much less dire in terms of survival of these companies, even if the details aren't worked out.
Well, GM is clearly in trouble. And look, the other twist is that the conversation had been about some sort of $25 billion package. Now these requests total in at $34 billion. I mean, it's sort of unclear. I'm not sure that we have as much clarity. I mean, the plans are detailed, but we still don't have an idea of how Congress and the White House, the Bush White House, are going to agree on where to take the money from, what the terms would be. you know, it's I think there's a lot that's still up in the air. Actually.
Well, as that takes form on Thursday and Friday, we'll be talking to you again. David Herzenhorn is Washington Bureau for the New York Times, talking to us about the auto bailout plans and the details being hammered out on Capitol Hill.
Great to
thank you,
with
David.
You. Sure.